Anytime the Lord leads us into a conflict, it's only because he's equipped us to win. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. To be tempted by the devil. Does your Bible just say what I just read? Yeah. The Holy Spirit. The kind, wonderful, generous, gentle, merciful, compassionate Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. When the Lord leads you into a conflict, it is never punishment for you. It is always punishment for the devil. Listen to me carefully. There is no contest between God and the devil. There is not. It's not a contest. It's not worthy of mentioning the two in the same breath. There is no contest. With a word, he can completely demolish and obliterate all powers of darkness. He has chosen to keep them here because they are training ground for you and me who will reign with Christ for eternity. And anytime the Lord leads us into a conflict, it's only because he's equipped us to win. The enemy's only chance is to get us to question what God has said or who we are. Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. In those days, he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. I don't get that at all. I've done 40. I was hungry all 40 days. In fact, I was hungry before it started, and I was hungry after it ended. This is amazing. Afterward, when the 40 was over, he got hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Okay, listen carefully. We are alive because he talks. We live because he speaks. The Bible says he spoke the worlds into being. Let there be light, and there was light. He spoke things into being. Secondly, the Bible says that all things are held together by the word of his power. So his abiding, prevailing word actually holds every molecule in place. It's the glue that holds everything in place. Thirdly, we know that he sustains us and brings life to us with his voice. Again, back to it's the only book you can read that the author shows up when you read it, because he sustains us with his word. Paul said in Romans that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It doesn't say faith comes from hearing the word of God. I'm not saying that's bad or wrong. I'm just saying it's not what it says. If faith came from hearing the word of God, we should all get Bible apps on our phone and just play scripture 24/7, and we'd be like Wigglesworth by Friday, or Father Abraham, or somebody. You know. Many people hear the word, but never hear the word. They hear and can quote, but there's no impact here because the living word has not pierced their soul. Here he says, faith comes by hearing. doesn't say faith comes from having heard. By implication, it's a present tense encounter, an abiding relationship. Faith comes from hearing. It's this abiding in Christ, Him abiding in me, His word abiding in me. That connection is what makes me available for faith. I don't need faith for tomorrow's problems today. I have enough challenges today. Staying in the abiding relationship is what keeps me current in faith to address the issues I face now. Faith comes from hearing. Hearing comes from the Word of God. I'll tell you a secret for hearing the voice of God. Just come back next week and we'll... Say yes before He commands. If there's a willingness to obey before He speaks, you will attract the voice. And by the way, Him speaking to us 5, 6, 7 times about a matter, audible voice, writing on the wall, all the external things, is not a sign of our maturity. It's a sign of our immaturity. He wants to lead us, listen carefully, not just with the still small voice, but the Bible says with His eye. Though what He gives attention to, we give attention to. So the enemy comes to Jesus, and the first temptation, now that he's hungry, might appear to turn a stone into bread, but that wasn't really the first temptation. The first temptation was, if you're the Son of God. There's nothing the devil could do to persuade Jesus he wasn't the Son of God. What he was trying to do is to get him to prove his identity out of an insecurity. We do stupid things. All of us do stupid things when we feel insecure. And it may look really bold. It may look very powerful. But if it comes out of insecurity, it has too much flesh to attract the hand of the Lord. Many things go unfulfilled in our lives because we function out of insecurity. So what was the last thing that the Father spoke to Jesus before this wilderness experience? If you look back just a few verses before, the Spirit of God led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by the enemy. Just a few verses before, Jesus is baptized in water. He comes up out of the water, and the Father speaks, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." The enemy will always try to attack the last thing God said to you. He can't change who you are. He can just alter your confidence in who you are.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you watched this video. I do pray that it's a great, great strength and encouragement to you. And I've got a verse that really is my cry for all of us. And it's Psalms 20, it's verse 4. May He grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, is that this would be the season of rich, rich fulfillment. Thanks for joining us.